98.5 FM and 1240 AM. WRTA Altoona, a service of Leitner Communications.
Warm and sticky for tonight, partly cloudy, the low 67. And very warm and humid for tomorrow. We'll have some sunshine, give a little clouds, a couple of thunderstorms around. We'll top out at 84, and then breezy and cooler. Tomorrow night, the low down to 50. Cooler, less humid on Monday. We'll have intervals of clouds and sunshine, the high only 68. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist John Fierick on Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
Fox News, I'm Roger Stern. A tornado in northern Michigan has claimed a second life. The victim, in their 70s, lived in a mobile home park. John Boris with the National Weather Service describes the twister.
It took probably about 3 minutes for the tornado to go through town. It was moving fairly quickly. The storm was moving about 55 miles an hour.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer declared that part of Michigan as a disaster area. A little relief for new mothers desperately trying to find baby formula. The first foreign shipments are on their way aboard an Air Force cargo plane coming here from Germany. There are 132 pallets on board.
For Americans with newborns at home, this formula can't arrive soon enough. Right now, the out-of-stock rate for formula is 45%. The flight's part of Operation Fly Formula.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The formula will arrive in Indiana. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Brian Fenley.
Will Zalatoris has lost sole possession of the lead early going third round of the PGA Championship from Southern Hills Country Club. A bogey on one for Zalatoris puts him in a co-leader position with Mito Pereira through one, both at 8 under. Justin Thomas is 5 under. He is solo second. He birdied, make that a bogey on one. Tiger Woods is 20 shots off the lead. He is 12 over overall. This after a 79 on Saturday, which included seven bogeys, one triple bogey, which happened at the par 3-6. He did have a birdie on 15, then parred the rest of the way, but has a lot of work to do with him being 20 shots behind the pace.
You know, every 3 seconds there is a new victim of identity theft. A criminal could be applying for loans in your name, selling your personal information on the dark web. Now, protecting your identity can be very easy thanks to LifeLock by Norton. No one company can prevent all identity theft or monitor every transaction of every business, but LifeLock, it's simple and easy to protect yourself, and you'll save up to 25% off your first year when you go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Just use the promo code Hannity.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider Ramp, a better corporate card and spend management platform. Instead of points, Ramp gives you cash back with every purchase. Ramp software puts real money in your pocket, plus total control over who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's integrated software lets you close your books in hours instead of days. Time is money. Save both with Ramp. Now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join.
This week's Appalachian Running Company Youth Sports Star of the Week is Branson Sheehan. Branson started playing baseball when he was 5 with Spring Cove Youth Baseball. He played flag football for first and second grade, and this year he played tackle football with Spring Cove Youth Football. Branson's always staying busy. Nominate a Youth Sports Star of the Week at LeitnerCommunications.com or call 814-943-6112 weekdays 9 to 5. It's the Appalachian Running Company Youth Sports Star of the Week with special thanks to Shields Trophy, Union Avenue, Altoona.
WRTA.
You're at 855-560-9900. Keep in mind, that number is 24-7. You can call that number anytime, day or night. Leave a message. Executive producer, chief cook, and bottle washer, Tom Ray. The one and only, no phony, not a phony. Eh, whatever. Tom Ray. The best radio engineer there ever was. We'll call you back and put you in the queue for the next live broadcast. Let's go over to Kevin in New Hampshire. Kevin, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. What's going on?
Yes, good afternoon, Ron.
Yes,
I had called up to make my case for why I should get that Mustang book.
Oh, you're one of those guys. okay, so let's give the floor to Kevin. Kevin, why should you get the Mustang book?
Well, because my Mustang has a little bit of a story behind it.
Okay. Tell us.
The The Mustang in the movie Bullet was a 1968 390 GT, and what I have is a 1967 390 GT. And I got it when I was in high school, bought it from a buddy of mine. And at the same time that I had my car, another buddy had a 1970 GS455 Stage 1 Buick. And he thought my Mustang was faster than his Buick. So the thing goes through. The interesting story about it is that fast forward to about 1985, I had the vehicle stored behind a gas station where I had worked, and it got stolen. About March, perhaps, of 1985, and I kind of have an idea who may have taken it, but I couldn't prove it. So I figured, okay, well, that's gone. One of the interesting things about the car was that it had brushed aluminum door panels, a brushed aluminum overhead console, and a brushed aluminum dashboard, which was a feature you typically would find only on Shelby's. So that's March of 1985. December of 1986, I'm driving in a neighboring town, and I see my Mustang go by on the flatbed of a tow truck.
Wow.
And I'm trying, yeah, excuse me. And it was very distinctive because the original color was gold, and the person that my friend had bought this car from had painted it orange, kind of a reddish orange, and the inlays around the headlight bezels were painted glossy black, and the back panel around the fuel filler and the taillights was painted glossy black. So it wasn't just any Mustang rolling down the road in the back of a flatbed.
Were you able to get it back?
I called the police. They said, unless you have the title, which is nothing we can do. Went to my parents' house, and 14 years after the fact, I came up with the title, brought it to the police. They went to where the car had been towed, matched the numbers, and I got the car back. As we speak now, it's in the back of my house. The 10-bolt top cover transmission and the camshaft and the crankshaft and the valve train is all down in my basement. The engine block is in the garage. And the last time I had enough money to actually do something about putting it back together, I went out and bought a 1999 SVT Contour instead.
can I tell you something, Kevin?
Yeah.
You had me when you said the movie Bullet. So stand by. Tom's going to get your information. And, you know, you're a Mustang dude. I can tell. You get it. You know, it's good to see and good to hear. So stand by. We're going to be sending you out a copy of the complete book of Ford Mustang, every model since 64 and a half, written by the great Mike Muller. And we'll be sending that out your way. Let Tom get your information. We'll send that along. And you know what? It's great that you bought a new one. Put the old one back together while you can still get parts, because it's just that critical nowadays. So, but good stuff, man. I'm glad you got the car back. Nothing worse than seeing its loss. You know, nobody talks about, and thanks, Kevin, that book, we'll get that out this week. Nobody's going to talk about electric vehicles like that. Listen to the passion in that guy's voice. Listen to the stories. Listen to the commitment to a vehicle. And, you know, if you put a bunch of gearheads in a room and ask them what was the significance of their car at that point in their life, they were younger. It gave them the ability to experiment and try different things. It gave them a feeling of self-confidence. It gave them the ability to learn how to repair something and feel good about it. You know, to take a wrench in their hand. It blows my mind when a young person, and I blame us as a generation, blows my mind when a young person has a car towed into the shop with a flat tire because they don't know how to change a flat. I don't think my wife's father would have let her out of the house if he knew that I couldn't at least change a flat to get us home from wherever we were. You know, we wouldn't let our girls out of the house to go out on dates if we didn't know they could at least change a flat, which they all can. Whether the guy can or not, that's a whole nother story. Probably would have been pretty embarrassing to have the girl change the flat tire instead of the guy, but you get my point. So, Kevin, book's on its way to you, brother, and we'll get that out to you this week coming. Let's pull over, take a pause. When we come back, we're going to go to Brian in Virginia and see you continue the conversation about electric vehicles. Evidently, I hit a nerve today. 855-560-9900. The Car Doctor's coming back right after this. Don't go away.
The world is changing. You need to know what it means to you. WRTA.
Ron Ananian, the car doctor, is brought to you in part by K-Seal Ultimate. With 33% more sealing power, K-Seal Ultimate will help stop the unexpected cooling system leak before it stops you. Find K-Seal Ultimate at fine parts stores nationwide like Napa Auto Parts. And remember, don't just seal it. K-Seal it.
As we navigate the COVID-19 crisis, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to serving you. We've been deemed an essential business, so our doors will stay open. We encourage you to buy online, then pick up curbside. Together, we're committed to getting through this.
A lot of talk about the COVID-19 vaccines, and everyone has an opinion. So I went to somebody I already trusted, my doctor. Talk to your doctor or healthcare provider and make the decision that's right for you. Go to GetVaccineAnswers.org for the latest information. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Today's OE Fix solution by Dorman. Flexible stainless steel braided fuel lines. Most original style hard lines at the factory are pre-bent steel, installed before the body goes on. Removal often requires cutting them and getting them back on. Well, not so easy. Until now. As they so often do, Dorman Products has the solution. Dorman braided stainless steel and PTFE flexible replacement fuel lines. They're made to specific lengths for standard cab GMC Sierra and Chevy Silverado pickups, but they're flexible, so they're easier to route than rigid lines. This ultimately saves time, as there's no need to remove other components like gas tanks or transmissions. Dorman flexible stainless steel braided fuel lines come with new brackets and factory connectors for the easiest possible installation. They're engineered and assembled in the United States and backed by decades of aftermarket experience. With applications for select vehicles, you can find Dorman OE Fix flexible stainless steel braided fuel lines in addition to other quality Dorman products at most automotive retailers and at DormanProducts.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Improve your gas mileage and save money with fuel system cleaner from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $10. Plus, earn double O rewards points and get your next reward even faster. For a clean, lubricated, more efficient fuel system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Securing America.
More than 1 million undocumented migrants crossed the Mexico border into the United States in 2022, according to new numbers from Customs Border Protection. The Department of Homeland Security expects an increase if Title 42 ends this month. But John Guiron, a former senior ICE attorney, warns the agency is already reporting a backlog.
It will definitely overwhelm an already overtaxed system within the country.
The warning comes as ICE reports recent processing delays and long lines outside facilities across Florida. Guiron says the crowds are made up of undocumented migrants who recently crossed the U.S. border.
It is a large influx of people who are coming from the southern border seeking refuge in the U.S.
Title 42, the public health order launched in the pandemic, is set to end May 23rd. A hearing begins for the order Friday. In McAllen, Texas, Caroline Elliott, Fox News.
Take a pause.
Greyhound races appear to be in the final stretch as more tracks close. One in Arkansas will be gone by the end of the year, and Iowa Greyhound Park in Dubuque closes at the end of this month. Brian Carpenter is general manager.
We will be short getting Greyhounds, so that's why we had to make a short season this year. And then also our money that we received from the casinos has come to an end this year.
Only two tracks will remain, both in West Virginia. Animal advocates have charged for years that dogs are dying at the tracks. And Greyhounds may be big dogs, but they have nothing on Zeus, a Great Dane in Texas who holds the Guinness World Record for tallest dog at 3.5 feet high. His human, Brittany Davis, in a Guinness video.
The comment that we hear most often for Zeus is, wow, that's a horse. Also, can I ride him? Does he have a saddle? We hear that a lot. The answer to all of those questions is no.
Take a pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
WRTA.
Just like a picture, she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hair. She woke up and took me by the hand. She's gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's all right with me.
Welcome back at 855-560-9900, the Car Doctor's 24/7 phone number. Let's go over to Brian in Virginia. Brian, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling to, and by the way, Ron, I love your show, but I'm calling to talk you. About.
Welcome to this presentation of Altoona Curve Baseball.
Hey, make your way to Curve PA.
Future Pirates play here. Altoona Curve Baseball is brought to you by Breeze Line, Superior Detailing, Roto-Rooter, Five Star Mitsubishi, Yingling, Toyota, the Greater Altoona Career and Technology Center, Bex Maintenance, Out of the Park Baseball 23, UPMC Health Plan, Lake Raystown Resort and Lodge, the Firehouse Pizza Family Chill and Grill, Rolls Meat Market, Aircon Engineering, Olinger Brothers, Edgar Snyder and Associates, Link Computer Services, Quality Inn and Suites, Boutique Air, and Kunzler Meats. Now let's head to the park for the People's Natural Gas pregame show with John Moses and Preston Shoemaker.
Hey, make your way to Curve PA.
A pleasant good afternoon and welcome to game number 38 of Altoona Curve Baseball. Today is the AA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Your Altoona Curve continue their six-game series with the Richmond Flying Squirrels, the AA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants here at People's Natural Gas Field in Curve, PA. Hello, everyone. Alongside Preston Shoemaker, I'm John Moses. Dave Troxell with us back at the flagship studios at Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA. Curve have taken three of the first four games in this series. Yesterday, Preston, another big win, 12-4 the final, on the strength of a three-run fourth inning and a five-run sixth inning. Curve putting that ball game away. Great to see Matt Frazier get it going. His first home run since opening day came yesterday. Two-run shot in the second inning, added two RBIs later in the game, his first three-hit game of the season.
Yeah, this is a great sign to see from Frazier. He had a couple of really nice swings yesterday. That home run ball had to go down after a breaking ball, kind of adjust, but got the barrel out in front and took it out to left field. And, you know, I hope that we can look back on a game like that and see that as the beginning of a turning table for a guy like Frazier, who's had a slow start to the year, but can really start to continue and pick things up and find a way to get his season back on track and be a little more like the Matt Frazier we saw last year, who bursted onto the scene here in Altoona.
As well, Altoona got a great day from Tucapito Marcano. In fact, eight of the nine starters for the Curve yesterday had at least one hit on their way to 13 hits yesterday. Marcano reached in all five of his plate appearances, matching his career high with three walks.
Yeah, the first player this season for Altoona to reach base safely five times in a game. You mentioned those three walks and two hits for Marcano. Another nice day for Nick Gonzalez, who stretched his hitting streak to eight games. Andres Alvarez stretched his hitting streak to seven games. They're both in the lineup again tonight. And, you know, we've been talking about this offense and how it leads the league with batting average, and they're continuing to put it together. But for the second time this week, to put 12 runs up against Richmond, and, you know, for the fifth time in six games, to have double-digit hits yesterday with 13, just a nice all-around performance. And even on the pitching side of things, Altoona got a nice quality start once again from Mike Burrows.
Six strikeouts, one-run ball across five innings for Burrows yesterday. Certainly encouraging that he puts up another very good start this year. He's allowed two runs or less in all but one of his starts this year. And, you know, the right-hander continues to put together these outstanding appearances where he doesn't give up too many base runners.
He had two walks yesterday and just two hits allowed. He had a little bit of an extended second inning where he allowed his one run, but one, two, three innings in the first, the third, and the fourth. Gave up a hit and hit a batter in the fifth inning. But all things considered, a strong outing from him. Bear Bellamy and Will Cobos combining to get the rest of that game out. Nice two scoreless innings from Cobos to close that game. And, you know, Altoona now with three wins already on the week can go to win its second series of the year. The last time coming here at home against New Hampshire, and they've got two games to try and make that happen, and Luis Ortiz on the mound today to try and take it here in the afternoon.
Infielder Andres Alvarez has really emerged for the Curve here over the last couple of games, and, you know, he's already working on a career-high six home runs, doing so in just 21 games this year after he set his career-high with six homers in 40 games last year. We will ask him about that power spike, his first opportunities in the outfield, and more as Alvarez stops by the People's Natural Gas pregame show. When we return, you're listening to the U.S. Foods Curve Radio Network.
For nearly 120 years, folks in central Pennsylvania have enjoyed Kunstler and Juniata brand hot dogs, the official hot dogs of the Altoona Curve. And while you can enjoy delicious Kunstler hot dog or sausage at the ballpark, you can also have these highest quality meats at home. Just stop by your favorite supermarket for a variety of Kunstler and Juniata brand meats, such as bacon, deli meats, hams, and more. Summertime is grilling season, and nothing satisfies the hungriest of fans like the exceptional flavor of Kunstler and Juniata brand hot dogs. Locally made and owned since 1901.
When we've got a problem, the last thing we need is another problem. So when we've got a drain problem, I call Roto-Rooter. First, the Roto-Rooter guy shows up on time. I like that. Next, he takes a look at the problem and tells me how much it's going to cost. No surprises. You gotta like that. Finally, when he's done, it's gone. The problem is gone. Guaranteed. That's how I like it. I make a call, the problem goes away. Too bad Roto-Rooter doesn't fix cars.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Your home's air conditioning system could be costing you more than you realize. It may be broken down and ready to be replaced. Now you can cut costs and stay cool this summer with a highly efficient York air conditioning system from Aircon Engineering. Contact your HVAC contractor, and with Aircon's partnership subject to approval, bundle your total air conditioning project into one affordable payment. Aircon Engineering is a wholesale distributor of HVAC equipment and parts through the HVAC trade only.
Aircon Engineering, life feels better with comfortable performance all day long.
This is Altoona Curve Baseball. Pre-game coverage continues right now on the U.S. Foods Curve Radio Network.
Welcome back to the People's Natural Gas pregame show. Just moments away from some Saturday afternoon baseball between the Curve and Flying Squirrels. One bat in Altoona's lineup that has been on fire as of late is Andres Alvarez, and he joins us now on the pregame show. Andres, thanks for taking a chance to chat with us.
No, thank you for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Andres, 6 home runs this season. That matches your career high that you set last year in Greensboro, and you've done it in a significantly less amount of games. You know, what's kind of working for you right now in the box?
Last year, I had a hammy bone surgery early in the season, so that took away almost like 8 weeks. I was out for like 2 months. Then I got back into it, and you know, I put some good swings, and I think right now just more consistent playing time. You know, getting consistent at bats and swinging at better pitches.
Do you notice any adjustments to your swing either before the season or here during the early stages of this campaign that's kind of helped you at the plate?
Well, I worked on the off season. And you know, one of the main goals was to get stronger, more explosive, and you know, it's just getting more at bats. I'm working with Nuns. We have a plan every day, you know, and I really trust him. So